How's it going, everyone? Welcome back to Cubeldcast. In this podcast, we're talking about Crab Champions by the makers of Crab Rave.
Yes, apparently.
Well, I looked it up today. Yeah, I confirmed it.
Oh, the actual people?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
So they, I guess, they aren't the developers. They're a music group or something. But they had someone else create the game based on it.
Oh, that's amazing.
It's funny, though.
It's funny how we go... It's like last week we had this big event with like Trixel Creative and Restitched. And then this week we're talking about Crab Champions.
I mean, it's a cool down week.
Yeah. This is definitely going to be a shorter one.
Yeah.
But
the game is really fun, though.
It really is.
It's kind of surprising. Like someone said it was an April Fool's Day joke almost.
I think it was. That's what people didn't say it was, but a lot of people think. That it was.
I don't know if they had long-term plans for it before it actually kind of popped off.
Huh. There was a good amount of effort that went into it, though, for sure.
Yeah.
What time is it over here? It's around 1 o'clock EST.
What's up, Mango? What was it? This week, we went, well, me, Chug, and Ben over there on the board, we went to see Mario. Jay hasn't seen it yet, but...
The Mario movie.
It was... Really good.
I have no complaints.
Yeah.
Other than the Seth Rogen Donkey Kong laugh, which is kind of odd.
I actually laughed during that part.
I didn't think it was bad.
No. Just like when I think of Seth Rogen and like voiceover, I think of Bob from...
Yeah. Monsters vs. Aliens. Yeah.
Ben, can you turn Caleb down a bit? Or Chug?
Am I too loud?
He's one. Yeah, it was going into the red.
Oh.
We all might be a bit loud.
What was I saying? I think you...
Monsters versus Aliens.
Oh, now he's, like, really quiet.
Oh, I can't hear myself now.
Yeah, that was a lot.
Not that much.
Sounded like everything got turned down, actually.
It did, yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
Like, the headphone amp went down.
Huh. What was I gonna say? Yeah, the whole movie was basically, like, I don't know, it was, like, almost, it was very much fan service.
Homage to all the other games.
Like, they had a lot of cool little soundtrack Easter eggs. Like, one part, they put the Luigi's Mansion soundtrack in there.
Oh, yeah. I was sitting next to Ben when we were watching the movie, and the part where Luigi got... I mean, it's kind of spoilers, I guess.
It's towards the start of the movie.
Luigi gets sucked into the Dark Lands, I think it's called.
Yeah.
Which was like the place that Bowser destroyed with like skeletons.
Mm-hmm.
And he pulled his flashlight out. And he was like looking around with it. And he's like, Mario? Like from Luigi's Mansion. And we were like, yes, he said it.
Dude, the first Luigi's Mansion is amazing. I grew up with that game. It's funny because Ben, for whatever reason, the first Luigi's Mansion, when he says, like, his voice is way higher pitched than the new one. But
I don't know how else they do a Mario game. It would have to be all fan service.
Like, what? Mario game?
Or movie.
Yeah, movie.
Oh,
did I say game?
You said game.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, they had everything. Like, I think it's
Mario
like
Kart.
Yeah.
Even had a map in the middle of the room that was literally like, people compared it to Mario World. Like the map, like the overworld of it.
You guys ever play Mario World?
I think maybe a couple times.
That was like Wii U?
Not Wii. We never had a Wii U, so.
Yeah, we played Super Mario on the Wii. That was fun, actually.
There was Super Mario 2, which had the overworld, I'm pretty sure.
They had a ton in that movie.
Yeah, there was a lot of Easter eggs, especially when they went to the Mushroom Kingdom.
Yeah.
There was like there were shops everywhere and they were like selling different things. And apparently there were some Easter eggs to like specific like problems that people were having with older consoles. When the Toad was at the shop and he's like, "Sorry, you can't do this or you can't do that."
Oh.
And apparently it was like random issues that happened like years ago with the Nintendo consoles.
And I think I was one of the people that was kind of worried about Chris Pratt playing Mario, but it actually worked out pretty well.
Did he sound like Chris Pratt the whole time?
I mean, yeah,
a little bit.
But it worked because they kind of did this thing where they did the whole like it's the Mario Brothers, you know that old show or movie. They did that intro, and then they kind of like highlighted that the whole like hyper Italian accent was like just for just a gimmick for the ad or whatever, or that one little intro, which kind of makes
like
sense.
We could stop with the accent now. Yeah, and then they went back to a kind of a regular accent.
There was a couple like wahoos and stuff like that in there, but it wasn't like overdone.
It was really good though.
Yeah,
you have to see it, Ben. What is that?
Mango.
What a mango.
The weirdest comment.
What do you say?
Infinite meat strategy.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. Well, I was okay. So context for this, I was streaming Crab Champions on Thursday, and Lieutenant Mango was going to tell me his plan to get unlimited meat. And it didn't send
in Crab Champions.
I think in real life.
Oh,
I don't know, but it never sent in the chat. So Ben, what does it say?
Captured target, tortured target to get sweat. Boil sweat.
Boil salt, sweat?
Kill the target human. Cut meat. Mush it to ground beef. Add what? Salt to the meat and make pizza.
I'm calling the cops.
Mango, you're kind of scaring us right now.
You're going to get demonetized just reading that.
What in the world?
Cool. I don't know.
What's up, Turnal? What is it? Going away from Mario movie. There's the Diablo 4 beta that's coming out. May 12th, second beta, because they're like, people like want to play this game so much, we're just going to add a second beta.
Hmm.
So I'm excited for that. JJ and I played a little bit of the first.
I haven't tried it, but I might try it. What's the closest thing you can compare it to?
V-Rising, that you would
know.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, then I might actually like that.
It's like, it's open world. It's, obviously it's an MMO.
Right.
So it's kind of grindy, but it's like, and a whole overworld you can explore pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
If it's like V-Rising.
Take the combat of V-Rising, except for the fact that in V-Rising you had to use your mouse for... Actually,
You have to use your mouse for the movement too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You just don't have to hide in the shade anymore.
You get mounts. There's a ton of stuff.
The world is surprisingly cool.
It's worth at least trying the beta for.
I mean, if it's like V-Rising, then I'll probably love it. Because I actually missed that game a lot. I was thinking about that the other week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had fun playing that game, but I can't remember why we ended up stop playing.
Like,
we had a lot to do still, right?
Was it because of other games that got in the way? I'm pretty sure it might have been.
Was that when COD came out? No.
No. No.
There was another game that took precedent.
I don't know. I think once we start a game, especially, or it doesn't matter if it's multiplayer or single player, and another game comes out, we kind of like lose interest in the previous game.
Well, we mean to go back to it, but then new games come out.
And then, and then
it's like Hogwarts.
Yeah, I got pretty far. I could probably beat it in, a couple hours.
I don't know. I never really got too far in it because The Forest came out.
Which they've been adding some cool stuff to The Forest.
Yeah. We got to play that again.
They just released a new update.
I want to play it after like 10, 15 updates. Though.
Maybe we'll play it again. Well, in the summer. Well, August, isn't it fully releasing?
October, I think it is.
They're adding a lot of new story stuff.
Mm.
Like, they added these found footage cameras with videos of, like, cultists worshipping creatures and stuff. It's pretty interesting.
I kind of want to wait. Like,
I do too. We could do? We could wait until October and do a full playthrough again with it for the October series.
Mm.
Yeah.
Our Halloween series.
I mean, our first playthrough was really enjoyable. Like that was a good time for us. Like, it's rare for us to have a game where almost everyone is like on at the same time.
There's another game coming out this summer that three of us are gonna play.
What's that?
Remnant 2.
Oh yeah, we definitely.
Apparently, it's like there's more classes to the game. It's gonna be longer.
I just hope they fix if they're gonna add a story and it's gonna be like a highlight. They better make it good.
The DLC was. Ugh.
And we were like laughing at it. We were making fun
it was
of the
so
story.
Bad.
Oh, wasn't there that giant creature that showed up for 3 seconds?
And then you're supposed to care about it?
Yeah, and then it died, and then it was all sad.
Yeah. I don't know. Just such a random story.
Very odd.
Mango says the forest is a... Sons of the Forest is a buggy mess.
There are bugs in it.
I don't,
it's not a mess.
The only bug that I think we ever ran into was I was climbing out of the one of the three maintenance facilities, and I just kept climbing.
Yeah,
and it wouldn't stop, and so I just kept climbing up into the sky, and there was like no ladder.
But
that was the only glitch I've ever run into.
The thing is, people that call this game a buggy mess
probably didn't play the first game when it was in early access because that was a buggy mess.
Yeah.
At first, they didn't have any plans for story. It was just like cannibals and trees, you know? Mm. It was very, very primitive. But over time, they slowly added stuff and it became the game that everyone loves today. And that took a while.
Yeah, Eternal. The building system in the game is amazing.
Yeah, it is. But I actually don't think I ever run into a bug.
We had small bugs, like the fish traps weren't working, which they patched in the first
update. I remember in one of the first updates, the shotgun thing where the weapon would like spawn in your hand and then you pull another thing out and then...
Yeah.
But I mean, honestly, that was like maybe once.
I think that goes to show you that the bugs were so little that I experienced that I actually completely forgot about them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
the fun overweighed the bugs or outweighed the bugs.
I also thought some of the bugs were funny, though. Yeah. Like the ladder one.
When you were climbing,
that was hilarious. I was just sitting there watching my dude just climb the air.
Yeah. Like, Kev, I don't know if you've seen it, but they added an electric unicycle.
Oh, I saw. Was it Ben? Were you doing that? Yeah, he was riding it.
Yeah.
You can go so fast on that thing if you're on the path. Mm-hmm. On the
falling off. Is it?
Oh, really?
Huh. They added like a giant pond on the golf course with ducks and stuff in the last update.
Oh,
nice. They're adding stuff to the world. Oh, one of the biggest changes in this update, they got rid of all pings from the map.
Oh.
You have to go to various places and find in the bunker, they'll have a laptop, and that pings the next thing.
Oh.
So that's their way of making it harder to find things.
Yeah, because having everything on the map right away, it kind of ruins the exploration a bit.
I think it would be pretty sick if, towards the end of the development cycle, they move these bunkers around. So that people who have played it already and know where they are have to re-find them again.
Yeah, excited for when we play it again.
Could also be cool if they put in their own difficulty mode. To randomize stuff. You know what I mean?
Oh, like harder difficulty, like, more randomized.
Like you know how people play like randomizer mods for games just to like keep it different? If they do a difficulty where you can play the normal story mode or you can play randomizer and you might find, let's say, like the fire axe in a camp, or you might find the shotgun in place where the fire axe originally was. Or like it's like randomizes stuff so it keeps it interesting.
Or they have like 10 or like bunker places, like possible locations, and it could spawn in any one of those areas.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know until you find the ping for it.
Yeah. I feel like that'd be really cool.
Yeah, they added a huge cave a couple updates ago. Just a lot of really cool stuff.
There were a lot of caves that weren't fully built out. Or maybe
which
they weren't.
We were fine with.
Sort of. Yeah, but they're still adding a lot.
Yeah. And
I don't know. They're doing content really fast. Mm-hmm. Like these content updates are like months and months of work.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they already have them done. They're just kind of slowly they beta test them and they probably bug test them. And then when they're ready, they release it. They probably have the full game done.
Yeah.
They just want to beta test each phase or something.
They're adding more survival mechanics. Like they just added a wetness mechanic that it's not tied to anything right now, but maybe they'll tie it to like, you know, coldness and all that stuff. But they're just going to demo all this stuff going into it and see how people respond, because they listen to the community for everything.
Yeah.
Like people, they did this change where items don't respawn when you restart the game. Like nothing responds. So you'll break a crate or something, and you reload the game and it's still broken.
Crates respawn for me still.
Yes, but people complained, and so they reverted it. So they're listening to people. They're taking the feedback into account.
That's sick.
That's good.
Yeah. People that complain about developers like this need to just honestly shut up.
The
people that listen to the community and want to make games a good experience are so hard to find.
Mm-hmm.
Like they could have honestly waited till October to release the full game.
Yeah.
They really could have, but like, they wanted people to actually talk to them.
Go ahead and complain about EA and all the junk they do, but not these small developers who actually care.
Yeah.
It kind of just irks me when, you know, a game is good and they're trying to make it as good as possible and people are just bashing them personally.
Yeah.
Saying, oh, they're just trying to make money and all this stuff.
Yeah.
It's just a bit obnoxious to me. Anyway.
There are a couple games coming out in the next couple weeks, though.
Jedi Survivor,
which we're super excited for. We'll be doing a podcast on it sometime next month.
Yeah, that's gonna be a good one.
And then there's Redfall, which
that one I'm really excited
I'm actually excited to play. I want to play with you, and maybe if JJ wants to join us too.
That next week?
It's May 2nd, I think.
Wait, Redfall?
Redfall, yeah. I don't know if I'm going to buy it day one.
It's on Game Pass.
Actually, you're right. It is on Game Pass.
I'll play it day one if it's on Game Pass.
Yeah, it's on Game Pass. I forgot. Yeah, I don't want to pay $70 for it.
yeah.
12.
From 12? The 12th?
Oh. Tears of the Kingdom.
Oh.
I'm not looking forward to it.
Oh, is that Zelda?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it's I'm definitely getting that.
Maybe it's because I haven't been in that community, but I honestly totally forgot. Like, I haven't heard anything about it.
I don't know. I was content with beating or getting defeating the four beasts and completing all the shrines from the first game. And then I was like, okay, I don't want to play this anymore.
I didn't even care about those that much. That was my least favorite part about that game. I like the exploration. I like the world. And, you know, you go to an area and there's all these little details hidden away. I just found it very relaxing and like cool to explore everything that they put into the game.
Well, I mean, I didn't even want to try. I didn't want to beat Ganon because it reverts back to your previous save and I just wasn't interested in it.
Oh, yeah. There's
so
no
I
point.
Just never did it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know. I'll see what you guys say about it. And if you guys really like it, then I might play it. But
I played it at least three times that I remember. And I normally don't do that with games.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't even about the story either. I usually just skip through the dialogue because honestly, the story was pretty mid in that game.
Mm.
Yeah, this is the only game I've played more than like.
What do we have on the tablet? We have our show notes. This is what we go off of. We have our information.
But Redfall is probably, I mean, I'm excited for Jedi Survivor. But for some reason, I'm more excited for Redfall.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
I'm like, more excited for Survivor, but I'm excited like, for Redfall because I'm a huge Arcane fan.
Well, Redfall sounds like one of those. I value the experiences where we get to play together, like, and get on, and it's like an event where, like, okay, we're all getting on tonight at like 8 or whatever, like, and then exploring a story and a world together.
Yeah,
I'm excited for Jedi Survivor, but it's more of like just another solo game experience. Like, but I don't remember those
sort of,
as much,
but not completely because we're all going to be playing kind of at the same time.
Yeah,
and we'll talk about it, and we'll probably have. We'll probably be streaming it to the chat and people will be watching it and stuff. So it's more interactive than a typical game experience.
Yeah. I just think those games are less memorable to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I like the first one. The first one's fun.
Well, I mean, we liked Remnant 1 a lot.
I mean, in that
but
game, yeah. That
but
game
as a game, if we played it solo, we would have hated it.
I wouldn't have
but
playing
it. It's one of those games where I could see what you mean by you like that. The way, like, playing with each other.
I'm just excited to have a game where it's co-op, open world, story-based, where we get to go in and, like, beat the story together.
Because we also played the Far Cry 4 on the PS4 a lot.
Oh, yeah, that was
And
amazing.
This game is, people say that it's like Far Cry.
Yeah.
So it's going to be fun.
And from what I've seen, it looks really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Looks different. I think it's like vampires, right? Instead of zombies, it's like...
It's vampires and cultists. Because the cultists are, they want to become vampires.
Mm.
And so the vampires, like, are working with the cultists.
Mm.
So it's like, if you go into a base, there's going to be cultists and vampires or, like, just cultists or just vampires.
I mean, I know it's really not anything like Back 4 Blood.
Oh, it's going to be way better than Back 4 Blood,
yeah,
though.
But, because originally I was thinking it was going to be, like, Back 4 Blood. But this is way better because it's open world story. It's got a lot more in it. But even Back 4 Blood, I still have like fond memories of.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was a fun experience to play with everyone.
Chug, you brought up Outward.
Game, I did,
yeah. That we played almost a year ago at this point before we got our Steam Decks. It's like a hardcore fantasy RPG.
It's two-player co-op.
Yeah. Right? There's a mod that can get four-player co-op.
Oh.
It was. We had a lot of fun playing it. Maybe we can get the mod and you can try it out.
Outward?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's I don't really know how to describe it.
It's like a Souls-like mixed with Skyrim.
Hmm.
In a way. That's the closest thing I could think of.
But they're not really like there are some giant bosses, but you have to be really careful.
Souls-like as in the difficulty of combat.
Mm-hmm.
Cuz it's like a different type of difficulty.
That does sound That sounds familiar. I think I've seen that.
Yeah, I refunded the game once because it was so hard. And then I was like, you know, I want to give it another shot. So I downloaded it again, played it for a while, kind of learned how it worked. And then I wanted him to get it, so he got it, and we played for a while.
Mm.
We were going to play it on Steam Decks, but we just started playing other stuff.
Mm-hmm. You guys want to get into the game?
Yeah. Crab. Are you wanting to call it Crab Rave?
Crap Champions.
Crap.
The picture was Crab Rave, the thumbnail.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
So, last week, I actually bought this game on Monday or Sunday, and reason being is, like, I've seen it on the Steam store, but Whale from the Trixel creative team mentioned that he's been playing it, and that actually made me want to buy it. So I bought it, and then me and Nathaniel played it on, like, Monday or Tuesday, and then we ended up playing it, like, really late into the night, and then it's one of those games that's just so fun. And you can just kind of mess around in.
Yeah, I saw you had like 8 hours in it.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know I had that much.
I was like, wait, didn't you only play it one day?
Yeah,
I have like three, almost four.
Well, I streamed it on Thursday as well, so.
Oh, you played it for multiple days?
Yeah, I mean, I played it on like Monday.
Well, we played it for like 3.5 on just Thursday.
Yeah, we played it
so
for a while.
We played it for a little bit.
I haven't played it on the PC yet. I only played it on Steam Deck.
I prefer it on PC.
Oh, it's way better on PC. But it is still fun on Steam Deck.
Yeah, I almost beat a full run. I was like Island 27 or something.
Did you play easy mode or normal?
Normal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't play easy. I heard the difficulty is pretty hard.
On Nightmare, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nightmare gets crazy.
We actually almost beat a Nightmare. We got to 24, 25 on Nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we all just couldn't take anymore. We just died because people are so tanky. Yeah.
So what we played on Thursday, we played normal and we played through all the way. And then we did a rerun and we got our DPS like Nathaniel's. I think, what do you get? 40 million DPS?
I think it hit 60 at some point.
It stacked up to 60 million DPS.
Man, that's crazy.
It was insane.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of health did you have?
I think I had maybe like 1,300, 1,400. But I had full armor.
The round I had last night, I had like almost 2,000 health.
Oh, wow.
Because I used the gamble health thing that you could either halves it or doubles it. So I was like, you know, I'm probably going to die soon anyway. Let's just try it. And it shot me up to like almost 2,000 health.
Nathaniel did it and he was at 10 health.
Yeah, he kept getting... Wait, I should save that clip.
That was
it's
so
on the stream.
Funny.
I'm looking at him from afar. And I see this little crab, and he keeps hitting the what do you call him, totem?
Mm-hmm.
And all you hear is boom, boom, boom. And then he's like, no, I have 10 health. This is such a funny, like, memory.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
How many player co-op is it?
It could be up to four.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, four. It was me, you, Nathaniel, and Casey, man. I don't know if Casey's in the chat, but.
I don't think Casey's here.
Huh.
That was fun, though. Yeah, it's definitely more fun with friends.
Yeah, sure. It's a lot like Risk of Rain. That's the easiest thing to compare it to, but it has elements from a lot of other roguelikes, Hades especially.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way when you clear an island, you get to choose where you want to go. So it says like this is an attack upgrade or something, or this is a health upgrade,
mm-hmm.
and that's the way Hades works. You get to choose when you're done with a room.
Hades 2 is coming out sometime this year.
Yeah, I gotta finish the first one. I've played it for quite a bit. I've beat the final boss a bunch of times, but
you need to beat him 10 times.
Yeah.
Huh.
So, so what changes like when you can loop or you beat the final boss, something like that?
Mm. So you can, when you get to the last boss,
which is Island 30.
Yeah. So you have there's 10 levels within a biome. So you do the first 10 at the end of that biome, there's a boss. The next biome, which is different, often there's different elemental like threats. At the end of that one, at that biome, there's a boss. Then the third biome, you do the 10 levels, and at the end of that one, you have the final boss. After that, you can either rerun, which everything gets more difficult, or you can go to the crown and then get your crown and then go back to the lobby. So you can end your run, or you can rerun. We've beaten two reruns. Like we've gone through rerun, beat it, and then went back.
Mm-hmm.
I've never done it a third time.
I think there's an achievement for reaching Island 100.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
How many hours would that be?
Well, I'm trying to think. It probably took us a couple hours to get to 60.
I'm pretty sure you can stop it in the middle of your run and come back to it.
I saw
you.
When I exited, it said it'll keep your run in progress or something like that.
Yeah, I heard something about saving. But yeah, I just love the format of it. Like you have what, two options to go to the shop during your 10 runs?
Two per biome, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like every time you get a shop, you're like, "Oh, you feel so," especially if you're playing on nightmare. Because you feel so happy to go to the shop.
I also like how there's no time limit.
Yeah.
When you finish an island.
Yeah.
Because it kind of gives you enough time to just like kind of chill. Mm-hmm. Especially once we were playing Nightmare, we needed like some like downtime, so we like kind of sat there for like a few minutes.
Yeah, that's what I like too. Like I love Risk of Rain. I have like almost 100 hours in it at this point, but I like how you can. It's more relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
You know the shop. Shops in Risk of Rain were, they didn't have a time limit, but between levels, you didn't have a time limit to, in Crab Champions, you don't have a time limit to beat levels or to leave the level.
Hmm.
So there's no incentive to just get out of there as fast as possible.
Yeah. Yeah. The format that they made it is like, it's so accessible and it's so fun because I played Risk of Rain a couple weeks ago. I almost beat the run, but. I was playing with four people and two of them died.
The final boss in Risk of Rain 2 is like really hard. Annoying.
Yeah,
we
got to the final boss, but we all died, and then it was only Zevi left and he died.
Oh. Yeah, I usually loop because the final boss it has attacks that can one hit you pretty easily.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you've made it that far, usually you can loop pretty easily and then just do the next 8 stages and beat it that way. But
the like I love Risk of Rain, but I think Crab Champions is more accessible to someone who's not like accustomed to roguelites.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the format works really well.
It runs better on Steam Deck. Like I played Risk of Rain a little bit on Steam Deck, but I definitely wouldn't play it fully on.
Oh, there. I assume Endgame it might even crash.
My computer would be lagging like crazy for certain enemies. Endgame.
Once you get to a certain point, though, once you get to what is it? No. Difficulty.
Oh yeah, things are spawning
and
everywhere.
Then it's like it's ridiculous
and there's so many particles going off that your computer's just gonna fry. But Crab Champions ran pretty fluid even with a lot of enemies. Like it would definitely stutter when there's a bunch of big explosions happening, but it wouldn't bog down.
Yeah, the one point where I had issues is we actually were doing this on stream when we did the rerun. We're playing normal mode. He had a charm, or he had a what do they call them? The greed.
The greed perk.
Yeah, greed perk, which essentially they're not even worth it. Like you get something good, but then
it's very minimal though. It's like
I
think it was like 50% of my health I get
basically
like, added to my health. Or whatever.
It's like he gets something, but then because of the greed perk, we all get like something bad in return,
and you can't get rid of it.
How'd you get that?
He just grabs them like every time. I'm like, don't grab the greed perk.
It was 15% more enemies spawned per island.
So we were doing a rerun and he had that greed perk. Plus you can't salvage the greed perks. Like once you grab it, you have it forever.
How do you salvage?
You have to drop them.
You can drop it and then you hold down a certain button and you can salvage it.
Huh. But he had the greed perk, 15% more enemies. We were doing a rerun, so more enemies in general. And I was also streaming, but my frames dropped to like 25 at one point.
Oh man.
So when there's, and we all had just crazy upgrades and weapons and.
What CPU do you have?
I have the 36. I never did the Ryzen. Yeah, Ryzen.
Huh.
I never did, or 38. I never did the 3800.
Did yours ever drop, Chug?
It did, but I didn't notice it. I don't think it went below 30 for me because I wasn't streaming.
I wonder if it hits a certain type of CPU differently.
So I'm not sure.
Yeah, I mean, even Nathaniel. What does Nathaniel have?
He has a i7, maybe?
Oh, okay.
I thought it was an i9.
Was it an i9? I don't know. He has an Intel something.
Yeah, his hit like 30, 35. Mm. So once you get... Because all of our weapons had bounce things on them. So like the particles were just going everywhere.
Yeah, it was actually hurting my eyes.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Nathaniel's gun, I don't know what it is, but it's literally seizure inducing. His weapon he was using with all the power ups he had on it.
The fire orbs.
We had to literally see the outlines of the enemy health bars.
You can go
to
back
actually
in the
see
stream.
Where the enemies were. Mm. There was that much happening.
I might show you after in the stream.
That's crazy.
It's just insanity.
The gun I found was the best, at least on Steam Deck, was the dual shotguns.
Mm-hmm.
Although I did a run after that with the machine gun, and I got pretty far.
So here's the thing. Like, the dual shotguns, even max leveled out, or, like, to the point where... Oh, that was weird. My throat. The dual shotguns are, I think, the second most to where you can get the highest DPS. But the orb gun, that's where Nathaniel got, like, 60 million DPS.
Is that the top in the game?
No.
It might be?
No. Well, it's randomized. So once you finish a run, you get these keys, and then you can use them at the totem in the lobby to get a random gun. So there's really no, like, technically best or worst gun, because it's all randomized. But the orb gun seems to do the most DPS as of now. I haven't unlocked all of them.
The one I have is the saw blade.
That one's okay. I mean, it's...
It seemed pretty good because it cuts through enemies, like a whole bunch of them.
I mean, everything you get can be made to be like OP. So
I used the rocket launcher. I didn't do a run with it, but I was like messing around with it because I had unlocked it. It's so slow.
Yeah, I don't like how the fire rate is so slow.
That and the sniper.
I bet you could boost it though.
You probably can.
Yeah, there's a... What's the charm or whatever you call it?
I don't know. It just increases your clip size and... Oh, that one? The purple?
Yeah.
Purple one, yeah. No, I thought that was gold. That one was gold, I think.
No, I think it's purple.
Is it?
I know what you're talking about. Where its fire rate increases your reload speed
and your clip size. Yeah. That one is really nice.
Well, I think he also increases clip size to like 100 bullets. So then it just... And he had poison, so it just kept stacking and he got to like 60 million.
My assault rifle, I think, had 150 bullets in it at one point. Yeah, it was like an LMG.
Yeah, he kept getting the charms where it was... it was increase your damage, but
decrease your rate of fire.
So every time
it was like, boom, 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 boom. And I had a thing that's eclipses of like 150, and it was so bad.
Yeah.
When you told me about the game the other day, Chug... I thought it was like a battle royale with crabs. Or
yeah, I thought the same thing for the longest time until I played it.
You said it was roguelike, and I was like, I'm probably going to get it now.
Yeah.
It depends. I mean, I don't like all roguelikes. A lot of those are, they're like turn-based style, and there's a lot of types that I don't like as much, but it's definitely a type of game that I like a lot more than others, because you can get on and play a few runs and get off.
It has a lot of replayability to it.
Not a huge time commitment. There's a game called Crab Game. It's a free game on Steam that I put in a couple of videos. It's not a battle royale, but it's kind of like Agario. Remember that game? Agario?
Crab
where
game?
You're the little... Well, you're the little Petri thing. And you go... What, Ben?
Crab Game?
What is it?
Crab Game is the Squid Game that I'm talking
about. What am I thinking of? It's called something Crab.
Oh, yeah. Crab Game.
No, it's another Crab Game on Steam.
Crab?
King of Crabs, that's it.
Mm.
Okay, that's more like it. But you fight the crabs and you try to be the crab champion or whatever of the server. You have to kill everybody and upgrade your... I don't know if you upgrade, but you definitely grow or something like that. So I thought that was the game you were talking about for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I originally thought the game was a PvP game, but I was actually happy to find out that it was a roguelite. Or is it light or like? Light, right?
Light.
Light.
Because you can... Like, Noita, that's a roguelike.
Mm.
Like, if you die, you start from the beginning and you don't get anything.
Mm.
You have to... And then there's a roguelite that you can unlock things that give you different ways to play it.
Yeah, a light is permanent upgrades. A like is every... upgrades and all the stuff reset. Mm. With Noita, you can get cosmetic differences that you unlock for certain achievements, but you don't get any special...
No game weapons. Changing things.
But I don't know if like I'm not sure if it was actually made to be a meme game. I mean, probably considering the crab rave.
Maybe it was a mix of both. Maybe they were like, okay, this is good. This could be a meme game, or it could take off. Mm-hmm. Let's just see what happens. And then
it was already a meme, though, so yeah, they knew it was going to do pretty well. Just yeah, based on that.
I actually, can we check the Steam charts? I'm actually curious. I'm
not sure.
With the popularity this has, all of a sudden, I feel like some YouTuber probably played it.
It's only $10, which is actually surprising for something like this. Like, I know Hades is, you can get it for 20. Risk of Rain, I think, is like 40. Actually, no, is Risk of Rain 2 like 20? How much is Risk of Rain 2?
I don't know. It might be like 30.
It's not like a $60 game. So most of these are like 20 to 50, usually, the roguelikes. And oh, wait, this one's 10.
I don't see it on here. I just see the beta.
Yeah, they don't have the actual game.
But wait, they did have a beta, though. So maybe this has been in development for a bit.
It's early access. It's not finished yet. Which, they also have a map in the game, in the lobby, that outlines the roadmap for the game, too. Like, yeah, new maps, new weapons, new enemies. They're going to add a ton to the game.
Yeah, they have a lot of plans for it, which I'm actually really excited for.
New biomes.
Mm.
The thing is, like, this is a game that you can come back to a lot, mm-hmm, like, at random times, and there may be, like, lots more to do.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying before, is the format's so good. It has such a good amount of replayability because the format's accessible. Like, it's difficult if you want it to be difficult, but it's not to the point where, like, you don't
want
to play.
If you want, you can literally just turn it to easy and just chill.
Yeah, I know.
You really want to do that.
It was funny. We were, me, you, and Nathaniel were playing, and we were playing on easy because it was your first time playing, mm-hmm, just so you can see how it feels. And Nathaniel wanted to keep playing because he had such good weapon upgrades. Yeah.
We want to change the difficulty.
Yeah, for me, it's like, it's not fun if it's too easy. Like, you want a challenge.
Yeah, exactly.
Seeing a lot of positive comments on here. Positive reviews.
Oh, yeah.
There's like, I don't think, we ran into like one or two glitches with Caleb getting stuck in the tree.
I got stuck in the chest.
You get stuck in the chest. But other than that, there's like no complaints about the game.
Mm-hmm. It's awesome, honestly. It's such a fun game. And it was kind of a surprise, too.
Yeah.
Like, I was not expecting to have that much fun in the game.
I saw it on Steam like a week or two before you guys got into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this just looks... I didn't really look into it. I saw like maybe like 5 seconds of gameplay. And I'm like, mm-hmm, yeah, this looks like so generic.
Yeah, it looked like PvP.
When you guys were playing it and I looked up gameplay again, like full gameplay, I wanted to see what it was. I was like, oh, this is sick.
Yeah.
So it was really cool.
Mm.
The negative reviews I'm seeing, people are saying it's about balance, but I don't even know how you determine that.
What, did they use a gun and just get horrible luck with power-ups?
A lot of it.
You can literally turn any weapon into an absolute DPS machine.
The thing is, like, it was my second run, or maybe it was my third, that I almost beat it. That's, I don't know. If you're saying that's unbalanced, I'm not sure, because, like, that's usually Risk of Rain. It takes you a while to actually beat that game.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to die a lot before you actually get pretty far, unless you're playing on the easiest difficulty. But I don't know. I felt like, yeah, there were some annoying enemies, especially the ones that shoot AoE attacks at you and they just explode everywhere.
I didn't mind the AoE ones with, like, the slugs. I didn't like the ones where they shoot at you with guns.
It was harder to avoid on Steam Deck.
I kept dying on Steam Deck yesterday when I was trying to play it.
Mango, we're not going to answer that question.
Yeah.
This is a gaming podcast.
It doesn't matter.
No one's business.
It doesn't matter.
But yeah, I mean, honestly, anyone listening, it's a great game. $10, super fun. One of those games you can grab some friends to play with and just, like, we were playing for 3.5 hours.
And we didn't realize we were playing for that long. It's like...
So, definitely worth it, for sure.
Boring upgrades items. I don't know what these people are saying.
How many hours did they have in it?
They had, like, 9 hours.
Oh, okay. But still, like, I don't know.
You guys want to take a couple chats before...
Yeah. We're gonna.
This
do
is
a
gonna be a
one.
Shorter podcast today.
Yeah.
So
I'm on a bit of a time constraint. So, plus it's. I mean, the game is pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. If you want to go check it out, it's $10. Mm-hmm. $10 on Steam.
Yes. So Ben, do you have any other than that one that we're not gonna answer?
Well, he was asking about. Do we do YouTube full time? No, we don't do.
No,
YouTube
it's something we do just.
No.
On the side.
It would be nice.
Has about 9 hours. Yeah,
wow,
he does have about 9 hours. He's
exposing
Kasab.
I can't really read the rest of them.
I know, it's very small on the screen, but.
And you could read them. Any good ones?
Mango was just mentioning how you guys are calling it a clip instead of a.
Oh.
What instead clip? Of a mag?
Clip instead of a magazine.
Oh.
It's a clip, not a magazine. He pulls out his assault rifle.
That's moist critical. Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Like, it doesn't matter.
I get
point.
It, like, but they're interchangeable, honestly. It's like...
What's the difference? Is a clip like a drum?
No, a clip is usually some like an M1 Grand or something. Like an actual clip of bullets you put into it. Mm. And then a magazine is the one where you put the bullets inside it. And then...
Huh.
I can't read that one, but
it's kind of weird. Do you actually eat what?
Do you actually eat what?
Peanut butter and jellies?
PB&Js?
He asked earlier, do Americans actually eat peanut butter and
That's
jelly?
Something I really think about, but I've had them.
Honestly, when we were little, yeah.
Yeah.
We would eat peanut butter and jellies all the time.
Not generally. There's like some, maybe like once or twice a year, I'll like be jonesing for it and I'll make one, but it's really rare.
Yeah, it is good though, like it actually is very good. But we don't eat them like all the time.
What's even weirder is a peanut butter fluff sandwich or Nutter.
Those
butter.
Are so good.
You had that?
Yeah,
those are so good. They're
I haven't
so
had that in
bad
years.
For you.
That I only had that at at Sam's house.
Mm, it's just pure sugar.
It's so bad for you. Plus, they had like the Peter Pan peanut butter, which is loaded with sugar.
If you don't know what that is, it's marshmallow fluff, which is literally liquid marshmallow.
Yeah.
And it's like you spread it onto bread and then you spread peanut butter on the other piece of bread and it's a sandwich.
Like years ago, I was obsessed with just spreading Nutella on bread and just eating it.
Nutella is also very bad for
you. It's really bad for you, but it's so good.
Dick.
I hate how messy it is.
Yeah.
Wait, what is that, Ben? What do you say?
This isn't. Not, but not as in moist critical. They're completely different. I don't know what he's referring to.
Is he like referring to a previous question he asked
the
before
clip
the
thing.
Clips mags? How'd you go from PB&Js to moist critical clips and mags? So odd.
I mean, the verbiage is somewhat interchangeable in a casual dialogue. Like, no one's actually going to say, like, wait a minute, did you say clip?
Yeah. What did Eternal say?
The background looks like we're floating on the water.
We are. Our studio's on the water.
Yep.
Crab battles.
What is it?
Crab battle. Everyone
called it crab battles.
Crab battles? I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they add a PvP mode to it, honestly.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool if they did add more to the game.
I think that would be fun, like a TDM.
Yeah.
That'd be chaos.
Or a capture the flag or something.
Oh, that would be so fun.
I don't know. That would be pretty sick.
They just have to add a big island for that and then maybe put guns around the world that you could pick up.
Yeah.
I mean, they could do so much with this game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still planning on playing it. I mean,
oh, yeah.
I haven't gotten bored of it yet.
No.
I haven't even played it on computer yet, and I'm actually excited to try it.
It's much better on computer. Fun on Steam Deck, but I don't know. I'm just not really good with controllers on fast-paced games.
Well,
like
the other
that.
Thing is, mm-hmm. like, the game is so fluid that you're like, constantly you're running around and jumping and flipping and shooting. But on the Steam Deck, you have to like move your thumb away from the aim analog and jump. So like it's way more fluid when you can like jump, flip, do whatever.
Yeah.
You thought that's what it was? A multiplayer game?
No, we've been talking about it this whole time. It's a roguelite.
It is co-op multiplayer.
Yeah.
It's multiplayer, but you work together.
No, I think he meant the name.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Eternal, I want to hear that phone notification ear rape thing that you have.
That was so funny.
What game were we playing?
We were playing Treason.
Oh yeah. It's like over and over.
Oh yeah. Yo, Casey Mean was telling me about a game called Deceive Inc.
Yeah, he was telling he texted me about that the other day. We should try it.
Yeah.
It looks fun. It kind of looks like Valorant, though. You notice that? Like the graphics? No. Oh, not the gameplay. I'm just saying the graphics.
There's a lot of, like, what is it? Among Us clones.
Let me find.
There's, like, there's Deceive Inc. There's, was that Pirate Ship one, Ben? Do you know what I'm talking about? There was a Pirate Ship one, and a lot of streamers play it, I've seen.
I know what you're talking about. I don't know what it's called. I
forgot what the name of it was, but there's a lot of like Among Us clone type.
I think
games.
I know what you're talking about.
Kay's review was that one NPC was caked. Wish I could play in third person to watch that thing.
Yeah, Kay's UI.
What? That's disgusting. Treason was fun. Yeah, it was fun.
Oh, it's Dread Hunger. That's what it was called, Ben.
Never heard of that one.
Dread Hunger. It's like you're on a pirate ship. Something like that. I don't know exactly how it works, but
yeah, the stream looks so much better now that we raised the bitrate. Now that I'm looking at it.
Stream.
I didn't watch the stream on the other one.
It was okay.
That one's up to 220 views.
Yeah, that one has a lot of views. It's awesome.
That was a good stream. If you guys are interested, go check out our Trixel podcast last week.
Yeah. That was amazing. Got to do more stuff like that.
You guys have any other questions you want to ask before we head off?
This was a nice short little like chill podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we call this one short even though we're at 47 minutes.
That is short.
And I mean, for us, the last like couple weeks we've been doing like 2-hour podcasts.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's because the new setup is so relaxing.
Yeah, it is.
Plus, it's kind of chill to have people in the chat too.
Because
it's like, it keeps it more active.
Yeah.
Earlier, Eternal asked if we played DayZ before, and I've never played it.
I played it briefly for a video. It's okay.
You own it, or did you play it off Game Pass?
I bought it.
Huh.
Oh, wait, no.
It's not even on Game Pass.
Oh, it's not?
Can't remember. I think it's
for Xbox.
Yeah.
Really weird.
I did buy it, actually, yeah. It's okay.
Yeah, it was good for the time, from what I saw, but they have way better games now.
Yeah, I'd rather play Squad.
Squad? That's not really zombies.
I mean, there are zombie stuff in it.
They're pretty rare in DayZ, aren't they?
I did try those weird bubble throat. I did try the Star Wars mod, Galactic Battle. I don't know what it was exactly called, but it was basically Squad turned into Battlefront.
Mm.
It was actually really cool.
It sounds kind of cool. Mm. It's like that one game, Ravenfield. You can get Battlefront stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Game's a fun little game. I wish it was multiplayer.
Yeah, that's the only reason I didn't buy it, actually.
I would play it a lot more if it were multiplayer.
Yeah.
New setup looks dope. Thank you.
Thanks.
What are we going to do for 20K? We haven't planned that yet.
No. I'm kind of hesitant to do something because then I feel like it'll be expected that we do something for 30K and 40K.
Yeah,
and 50K.
Maybe we could do something like really special for 100.
Oh, yeah. 100K is like,
I don't know.
I think
when
we actually get a plaque
that.
For that.
Yeah.
We do. We get a silver plaque.
That's going to be crazy.
What's the gold play button?
That's 1,000,000.
I thought that was a diamond.
I thought there was something for 500.
10 million's diamond.
Oh, okay.
50 million's like a 500. Custom,
isn't there something?
Which they stopped doing 50 million because so many people are hitting it now.
Really?
They stopped sending out 50 million stuff.
Oh.
Hmm. It's actually crazy, though.
Yeah, it is.
It's going to be weird holding our first like plaque.
Yeah.
We can put it in the background, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. To find a place for it.
How are so many people hitting 50 million now?
I don't know. Like, Dude Perfect hit 50. A bunch of like gaming YouTubers hit 50.
I haven't seen them in years.
They're still really popular. I don't watch them, but
a lot of like group people hit 50.
Mm. Yeah.
Obviously Mr. Beast hit like 100. I don't know. There's probably a lot of people that hit 50. I don't know exactly who, but yeah, there are a lot of people that are hitting high numbers now.
It's actually crazy though. 100 million people. Like even
I don't
PewDiePie
even know how that. PewDiePie did it.
I don't know.
Like,
yeah, it's a lot.
I think so many people were just invested in this like battle between him and T-Series that they just were like using their alt accounts, like putting as many subscribers into it as possible. I don't know how he did that.
Is he still active?
PewDie?
Yeah, he is. He's just mostly like vlog stuff.
Huh. I miss the ones where he's in this room doing videos on like.
I still think his Trap Adventure 2 video was like one of the best.
I don't think I watched that.
It's so funny.
Yeah, didn't we play that?
You did.
I stopped watching after the when he started doing the vlog stuff. I can't watch through a vlog.
They're having a kid.
Yeah, I heard.
Huh.
I can't sit and watch through a vlog. Like, it's so boring.
Yeah. It's like, I would rather just do this stuff myself than watch someone vlog it.
Yeah. The closest thing I've watched to it, there's a streamer that I watch sometimes, and he'll do cooking streams. Like, he normally does gaming, but then he'll do these cooking ones where he just, like, makes random stuff and usually messes it up pretty badly, but it's kind of fun to watch. But I can't stand people walking around trying to be interesting all day.
Staring at their chin, like, from... It's like, weird.
You know, it was interesting. I saw...
He had a kid? No, I think they're in... She's pregnant. I don't think they had her yet. Or I don't know if it was a guy or a girl yet, but...
Someone was talking, or I don't, it wasn't someone, but it was I was reading this post or something about people from like even 20 years ago. They would show clips of people at parties and stuff, and they'd hold a camera at them, and they'd hide their faces. But now people like play up for the camera.
And that's a thing. Like, I could never do that because I feel like it's so easy to slip into a state of like I have to overreact for the camera, because otherwise, like in real life, you don't like react or go like, oh my goodness. That's like when we play, when we do live streams, we have genuine reactions because we're not trying to like, we're not trying to appeal to like little kids and be like, you know, just give them overreactions.
Yeah. I remember when we published, I think it was our Call of Duty video years ago, zombies or what was it called?
No, it was infected.
Yeah. There were some people who commented like, oh, just another screaming YouTuber or something like that.
That was genuine. Yeah, that was real. We were flipping out. That was awesome.
Which we haven't tried Infected on the Modern Warfare 2 yet.
We got to do it. We got to try it.
I don't know.
Maybe for a stream.
Have you guys even played Season 3 yet?
I haven't. I haven't played briefly. Since
December. Oh, yeah.
The new map is awesome.
The lighthouse map.
Oh, it's so good.
I think it's the best map in the game.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Sick.
I started the Valheim server up again. It has Mistlands on there.
Huh.
I might play that with Ben a little bit.
Valheim is fun.
Wait, what did you say, Mango? PewDiePie went from entertaining a generation to making one?
To raising one?
What?
Raising one?
Making one? It's a little different.
It's making a next generation.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. He was one of the first people to make it big on the platform.
Yeah.
Now he can do whatever he wants, pretty much.
Yeah.
Which is cool. I'm glad to see he didn't go the way of a lot of other big YouTubers and just
off
the rails.
That's why I liked watching him. Because he was like, the stuff he was making was just fun to watch. He just genuine stuff he liked about.
The later stuff he was making, like early on I didn't watch him. Because I think he even admitted that he was like, he's going to stop doing like the overreaction. And then I watched some of his later videos where he was just literally sitting in a room reacting to a video. And it was like genuine. It was actually funny.
Yeah. I'm actually curious. The first time I saw him was a Smosh video.
Oh, Smosh.
Yeah. I gotta see if this video is up. They played Gmod.
Some of the Smosh like comedy, the old Smosh comedy is such, I don't know, it's weird. Like that 2010 to 2014 era was so odd.
Yeah.
Yeah. This was 10 years ago. That was the first time I saw PewDiePie. It's crazy.
It's just weird how comedy has changed.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like out of pocket.
It's like, it's funny. You hear a pipe falling sound and you just like that start dying laughing at it for some apparent reason. No, it's a huge meme. The pipe falling sound.
I don't know
sound.
If I've seen that one.
There's the one we were talking about before. It's this blue emoji, like trying to contain his laughter.
Oh yeah, I
and
love
like,
that.
The caption is "when I purposely disregard my civic duty."
Yes,
and I don't know why I find it so funny.
There was one video where I was watching, and I was like, "It was like just to prove that your humor is broken." When this train crashes, I'm gonna play a reverb fart sound, and I'm sitting there waiting for it, And then, like, in my head, I'm like, I know I'm gonna laugh. And then when it happened, I'm like, I like laugh because it's like, it's so dumb. But I don't know, like, the humor now is way different than it was back then.
Kaylee does this thing where he'll show one of, usually my mom, a meme, and it's usually a nonsensical Gen Z humor thing, and she's like, I don't get it.
Yeah, they always try to explain it or like understand it. It's like, that's not the point of the meme. It's like the point of it is not to understand it, or that it's so random.
There's a meme where it's when you show your parents a meme and you end up getting a lecture, and it's some guy just standing there with an annoyed face,
or it's always like, oh, who's that? It's like, I don't know, just look at the meme.
But he all the time says random things out loud that are usually memes. Yeah. And she tries to like explain it in some way.
I always do, oh no, our table. She's like, what about the table? Not this again.
Stuff like that. Like, it's awesome. I'll hear you just talking about that, and she's like, what are you saying right now?
Yeah. I love cringe humor too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like it as much.
That. I don't know. There's some, I'm like addicted to it. Like it hurts to watch, but I love it. I'm obsessed with it. It's weird, but it's one of those things that, like, I feel like you can't teach an older generation that. It's like, I don't know. It's so weird. It's such a, I always say it's like a subculture that, you know, like the whole like Reddit subculture or whatever, where like there's like these integrated memes to us where we're like, because it doesn't make sense, it's funny, but you can't show it to an older generation because it just doesn't make any sense to them, or they try to.
That's probably why we're not a huge fan of comedians.
I've seen some comedians that are funny, though.
There's been one. There's one guy that is hilarious. My brother showed me him. I don't know. He's one stand-up comedian that I've actually like audibly laughed.
No, I'm pretty sure that's why we're not huge fans of stand-up comedy like that.
It used
to be,
we
don't think like jokes like that are funny.
I saw a meme where it's like me watching Real Friends, and it was like a guy like in a dark room, and you see like the reflection of the TV on his face, and he just has like a straight face. Like, that's what comedy used to be, is like laugh tracks or like planned jokes. It's not like that, or at least for like a younger generation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's at least one comedian that is really funny.
Is it the one that played in Star Wars?
Star Wars.
Oh, that guy.
He's pretty funny.
He played in
season 2 of Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Jack Black?
The bald guy. No. The bald guy. He's bald.
The bald ginger.
He has like,
I don't know. I don't know who that is.
I'll try to find the one.
I know who you mean.
He's kind of funny.
I do like him, actually, yeah. I gotta figure out his name now.
The problem is, like, with stand-up comedians, it's, I don't know, like, it's not out of pocket because they say the punchline, and then you know you're supposed to laugh after.
Mm-hmm.
So like, me knowing that I'm supposed to laugh makes it less funny.
Yeah, the unexpected stuff is what makes us laugh.
Yeah,
it's like unexpected or even expected.
Mm-hmm.
Just like slow fart reverb.
Yeah,
you hear that and you just start dying laughing because
it's
like
stupid, but it's funny.
And you hear the same sound over and over again.
Yeah,
so it's
actually, we have
Bill
that in the
Burr.
Soundboard? Bill Burr, that's it.
Yeah,
do we have that in the soundboard, Ben?
Reverb fart?
Yeah. No. No, that's funny. There you go.
That one's not. Is reverb.
I thought we had like
it.
The big one.
We have this one.
That one's a good one.
Yeah, but there's the one where it's like.
Oh yeah.
And it's really loud. I
know that one.
Not recreation, but.
Yeah. That was weird little tangent that we went on.
I think that's
that generally happens.
Everything. Yeah.
Yeah, that always happens when we have like. When we don't have like a deep story to dive into,
pretty much.
Hit your table. Our table.
We usually do the rabbit trail before we get into the game, though, which is kind of funny. But
all right, I think that's about it, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
People are still commenting. I can't really read that.
Fart, fart.
I see mighty.
I just see the word fart in there.
Went from crack.
Bill Murphy.
Fart. Who's Bill Murphy? Eddie Murphy?
No, Bill Murphy is the guy that played in that ghost movie, Ghostbusters.
It's Bill Murray.
Oh, who's Bill Murphy?
I don't know.
He might be mixing up a couple of people.
I don't know. Who said Mighty? Lil Mighty?
He said Mighty.
It says Murphy.
Oh, I thought it's a mighty.
I also see fart riches. What? I don't know. It's very, very small text, but
All right. That's gonna be it for today. Thanks for everyone for stopping.